Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
An initiative petition effort for Medicaid expansion is being criticized by Missouri House Speaker Elijah Haar. The Springfield Republican told Capitol reporters that Medicaid expansion would require a 10% match for a 90% drawdown.
One of the things that we've done since I've been in the legislature is we fully funded the K-12 formula. We made a big attempt to try to bring our higher ed funding up. Those two areas would have an incredible hit if we were to have to cut several hundred million dollars out of the budget and fund that.
House Budget Committee Chairman Cody Smith says he shares the Speaker's position because of the impact on the state budget. House Democratic Leader Crystal Quaid supports Medicaid expansion and says about 100,000 Missouri children have lost their Medicaid health care coverage. A Western Missouri woman has posted bond after more than 100 dead dogs were discovered on her property. Brian Houseworth has more.
49-year-old Tiffany Lynn Woodington is charged in Benton County Circuit Court with 10 counts of felony animal abuse. A judge set her bond at $100,000, and online court records indicate she has posted bond. Prosecutors in West Central Missouri charged Woodington after about 120 dead dogs were discovered on her coal camp property between a house and an abandoned school bus. Our Springfield television partner Color 10 reports Benton County Sheriff's deputies and the Missouri Humane Society searched the property. They found kennels stacked 3 to 5 feet high. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests spokesman David Clossy says he thinks the Missouri Attorney General's report on abuse in the Catholic Church doesn't hold the leaders of the church accountable.
What makes the Catholic crisis so enduring and so appalling is the complicity of the hierarchy, the bishops, the monsignors, the vicar generals, who even now minimize these crimes and cover up for these crimes and move around these criminals.
Worries are rising along with the Missouri River as low-lying areas across northwest Missouri are bracing for additional flooding. Buchanan County Presiding Commissioner Lee Sawyer says it will take 2 more years to fully raise the major levee that protects St. Joseph and Rosecrans Airport. He says flooding this spring came way too close to topping that levee.
If it weren't for all the hard work from all the citizens, the 139th, all the folks that pitched in and did the sandbagging, along with the barriers that the city put up, we probably would have had a lot worse.
The broken levee system along the Missouri River has allowed floodwaters to flow into low-lying areas. Floodwaters have closed Highway 59 and have cut off access to the Missouri River Bridge at Rulo, Nebraska. And a social media threat involving Northwest High School in eastern Missouri's Jefferson County has landed a teen from another district in police custody. Rockwood Summit High School student Jesus Cabrera is accused of allegedly sending that message. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.